This is Joy Rowland, and you are listening to the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. This is episode number 56, Smash Through Your Money Set Point. Welcome to Empowered Wealthy Women, a podcast for ambitious women who want to build wealth. You'll learn how to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money. Ladies, it's time to create a life of abundance, wealth, empowerment, and joy. Ready? Let's go! Hello everybody, welcome to episode number 56 of the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. As you can hear from my voice, I am so excited to be with you today. I hope you all are doing very well. I hope your family is doing very well. I am doing very well. In fact, I am doing amazingly well. My business is going great, which I am so excited about. Also, this week, I reached a very good milestone in my business. So I've been testing a lot, like I teach you on this podcast, right? To constantly test your ideas, because at the end of the day, who determines whether your idea works or not? It's your clients, the people who pay you for your services. Those are ultimately the people who determine whether your idea is landing for them or not. So I always encourage you on this podcast to constantly test, always gather data. Make sure your systems are set up in a way that you can analyze your efforts. And so you can keep doing what works and then you can tweak what isn't working. That's why I always hammer on having data in your businesses. Okay, so I've been testing a few lead magnets. And a couple of them were doing well, but I wasn't getting the results I was looking for. So I'm part of this mastermind led by, her name is Tracy Reed. Such an amazing woman, such an amazing entrepreneur, such an amazing businesswoman. And what really makes me like her mastermind is because she's so hands-on and she's so involved. And she goes over and above what we've actually paid for. And so I'm very excited to be in her container. And so last week, or should I say 2 weeks ago, she asked me a question to see how I was getting along with my lead magnets, or you can call them freebies. So if this is new to you, a lead magnet or a freebie is something we call it value ahead of time. So it's something free that you offer to your audience, something that is very valuable, that is so valuable they are willing to exchange their email addresses. So that's what a freebie is. And so that's how you get new people into your funnel. And so she asked me and I said, well, so at the time I had created, I think, nearly 15 freebies that I was testing, right? And so she took a look at one of the ones I had created and she goes, well, the freebie is too long. I think mine was 75 pages long, a PDF. And she said, it's best to give your audience quick value, right? So even though the 75-page freebie was very valuable to my audience, like, they just want a quick fix, right? Many people are so busy, so they might not have the time to go through a very lengthy document. So we brainstormed and we landed on a particular idea. So I went, I implemented, I designed, I created a freebie, and I started to test. And I was so amazed, I am still amazed, at how that freebie is performing, and I'm getting more leads, qualified leads. It's currently standing at $3 per lead. I'm using Facebook ads. So that's amazing. Like, I'm like, what? So I'm super excited and like I've told you on this podcast, 2024 is shaping up to be an extraordinary year, and my goal is to take you along with me. And so that's why I always tell you I'm open to your questions via DMs. If you are stuck in any way in your business and you need my help, just send me a DM. Right? I don't want us to get to the end of the year and we're all celebrating and then you are not, right? I wouldn't like that at all. So wherever you are in your business, if you are stuck, and I know like building a business can be very lonely sometimes, especially as women, but you don't have to suffer alone. And many times when you pay for programs and courses, you just become a number, right? I have bought my own fair share of programs and courses where I've just been left alone to my own devices. And even when they ask you to join group sessions, the coach will just coach maybe a couple of people on the call because at the end of the day, there's just so much you can do in 1 hour. And so they will coach, let's say, two or three people on the call, and then they say, well, that's all we have for today, you know? And so many people end up leaving the call without their questions being answered. And I think these are the people that are actually giving the coaching niche a very bad name. So you might be in a few of those programs and you feel like no one is helping you. I don't want you to be stuck, right? You need to raise your hand and ask for help if you're stuck in your business. That's why I'm here. That's why I record this podcast twice per week to give you the tools you need to move the needle forward. Okay, so that's my update for this week. Also, I want to remind you, if you haven't written a review for the podcast, remember we have $1,000 giveaway. Yes, $1,000 US dollars giveaway to one lucky winner. I'm going to be pulling from all of the reviews we've received. I think so far we have about 80 reviews from all over the world. So your chances of being picked are very high. So go ahead and write a review if you haven't done so already. Remember that Apple takes 7 days to review. I was gonna say, well, to review a review. So they have to review a written review and approve for it to become live. So you have to factor that in. I think the winner will be announced on May 21st. So go ahead and make sure you have your review ready to go. So today I want to talk to you about how to smash through your money set point. Yes, this is one topic I like so much, and not many people talk about this. It might be new to you, or maybe you are totally familiar with your set points, and it's maybe something you know, or maybe something you're just very curious about and you want to know how to smash through it. So first of all, let me break it down. What is your money set point? Your money set point is essentially the amount of money you feel comfortable earning, or the amount of money you feel comfortable making in your business. Now, I like to give an example so you get a sense of exactly what your money set point is. So let's say it's very cold outside. The weather is cold. It's 10 degrees outside. But that's too cold. Inside your house, you want inside your house to be 20 degrees. Okay, so you have a thermostat inside your house. It's 10 degrees outside. You set your thermostat to 20 degrees, right? And so that thermostat will help take up the temperature in the room, and it takes the temperature in the room from, let's say it's 10 degrees exactly how it is outside. It takes the temperature up in the room, and then when it gets to 20 degrees that you set, it automatically turns off. Okay, so it turns off, and then when the temperature drops back again, because obviously when the thermostat goes off, because of the temperature outside is very cold, the temperature inside will attempt to start dropping again. So when it drops to 19, your thermostat will see that it's dropped again and it will crank up the thermostat. It goes for if it's hot as well. So let's take the other example. Let's say it's the summer and it is so hot outside. and it's 20 degrees outside, but you want your house to be cooler. And so inside your house, you set its thermostat to 10 degrees because you want inside to be cooler. And then the temperature is gonna try to reach the 10 degrees from 20. And then it gets cooler and cooler and cooler. And then it stops at 10 degrees. When the thermostat goes off, the temperature inside your room will attempt to match what is outside. And so that thermostat will continue to work to keep the temperature of the room at what you set it. So this is a typical example of how your wealth temperature is as a human being. So let's say your wealth temperature is currently set at $8,000 per month. If you attempt to start earning $15,000 a month, it would always bring you back to the 8,000. You'll always struggle to exceed your internal wealth set point, your money set point. So, well, you might ask me, so why do I have a money set point? Why is it that I cannot exceed a particular income level? And I see many women struggle with this. They've tried all the coaching, they've bought all the business programs, they've bought all the courses, and they are still stuck at the same income level. Yes, it happens to so many people. Now, this may be because of past experiences, because of what happened when you were growing up, or because of what you've been doing for so long. Let's say you've been earning $8,000 for so long, and so you are used to that already, and it becomes so difficult to exceed that income level. It could also be because of your limiting beliefs, because of your expectations, your perceptions of society, all of these things together. But you have a certain level that you are set at. This money set point is where your subconscious mind think you are safe at. Okay, so question is, why will my subconscious mind think I'm safe at a particular amount, a particular level? You see, there's a connection between your nervous system and your subconscious mind. Now, you might say, well, my goal is to earn $20,000 and I'm stuck at $10,000 per month. Why would my nervous system or my subconscious mind think that 10,000 is safer? Well, the reason you have a goal for 20,000 is because you're using your conscious mind. That is your conscious mind. But your conscious mind only accounts for 5% of your total mind. So your conscious mind is 5%, but your subconscious mind takes up the bulk, which is 95%. Now, many of this is because of how our mind is structured. So your subconscious is, I call it the computer hard drive. It stores every single thing that happens to you, everything you see, everything you hear, everything you touch, everything you experience in the world. Your subconscious mind stores that in the database of your mind. I call it the computer hard drive. So nothing is forgotten. Now, here's an example. Have you ever driven from work back home and you got home and you couldn't really remember the actual drive home? Yes, that's an example of your subconscious mind taking up the driving task. You see, when you were learning to drive, you had to be very conscious, right? You had to be very mindful of where the brake is, the accelerator, all of the controls in your car. You had to be very mindful of that. But as you kept practicing, you became so used to driving that now your brain can relegate the task of driving to your subconscious mind. You can drive seamlessly. You can do so many things at the same time. I mean, driving, right? You can look at your mirrors. You can look at the side mirrors. You can do so many things, your blind spot. You can do all of these things at the same time because now your subconscious mind has taken over. So if you are constantly stressed in your business, if you're constantly stressed about money, your subconscious mind has recorded that money is a source of stress. That's how it's interpreted stress. So if it sees that as stress, remember the ultimate goal of your subconscious mind is to keep you safe. Just like when we were in the cave, it was our subconscious mind that kept us safe from wild animals, the lions, the tigers, all of those dangerous animals. Our subconscious mind was so much at alert that it would keep us safe from all of this danger. Now, even though we live in a civilized society now that we don't have all of those wild animals now, our subconscious mind still keeps us safe and it reads stress, money stress, as danger. So when we are stressed and we have all this nervous reaction to money issues, our subconscious mind goes, oh, making more money is not safe. So that is why many, many people get stuck at one income level. So your money set point is the amount of money that your body, your heart, your mind, your soul feel comfortable making. So this is the amount of money you would always return to. So it's almost like you have an invisible ceiling, and that invisible ceiling could be $10,000 per month. Many people can get stuck at that set point. So it ends up becoming that you literally hit your head against the ceiling and you get frustrated. Why can't I break through to the next income level? Why can't I just get through this? Why can't I grow my income? Why can't I grow my impact? Why can't I grow my audience? Whatever it is, why can't I just have more? Here you have the answer. It's because you have a money set point that says, this is where we are comfortable. This is our safety zone. So, what do I mean, safety zone? Remember the financial temperature we talked about? That thermostat, your wealth thermostat, feels comfortable at that point. It reads the feedback from your nervous system. And if your nervous system says, oh, we don't feel safe, then your subconscious mind will say, well, we don't feel safe. Just almost like it will pull on the handbrakes. Whatever you try, it wouldn't budge. So, on some level, you've been convinced, whether it's due to beliefs, your past experiences, or maybe what you've seen in society. At some level, you have this belief that this is where you are safe at. This is the amount of money that you are safe earning. And when you exceed that amount, things are not safe. Let's say you have 1 month where you have an influx of clients, and let's say you earn $15,000 that month, your subconscious mind will just pull up on the brakes, and all of a sudden, you start to procrastinate. All of a sudden, you start to have imposter syndrome. All of a sudden, you have to have doubt. You start having fears. That is the way your subconscious mind keeps you stuck. Many women ask me, oh, why can't I just stop procrastinating? Why can't I just take these steps that I know will help me double my income? Why can't I just book more clients, book more client calls, book more consults? All of those things you're supposed to do to move the needle forward in your business. Subconsciously, your mind will pull a brake on them and you start to have all of these limiting beliefs around them. So, it finds ways to throw on the handbrakes to stop us from moving to the next level. Because, like I said, the entire job of your subconscious mind is to keep you safe, is to keep you alive. Okay? So, when it sees the next income level as a threat, it's just going to pull on the brakes and you're just going to be stuck. Now, I talk to a few clients about this all of the time, and it's actually a source of angst. And to get past this, we have to make our business feel fun. We have to make it feel relaxing. We have to make it feel safe. So when you wake up in the morning and you think about coming to your desk to work, what do you feel? If you feel happy, if you feel excited, if you feel empowered, ultimately, your nervous system will record that and it will say, oh, Making money feels good. Okay? So you can have all of those feelings and still be a passionate entrepreneur. So compare that to thinking about your business and you feel stressful, you feel overwhelmed, you feel this push energy, or you feel this energy of, I have to do this, or I should do this. You know, when you have that should, when you have that have to do this, that's anxiety. I have to make more money. I need more money. All of that energy actually keeps your nervous system, it tells your nervous system that something is wrong. So the first set of energy I described, feeling fun, relaxed, empowered, excited, that's what I call expansive energy. The second one, where you feel, I have to do this, I have to make more money, where you feel stressed, you feel overwhelmed, you feel anxious, that's constrictive energy. Okay? It's when you get tight and tense in your body. You feel it in your shoulders, you feel it in your face, you feel it on your chest. When you feel that kind of constriction, I have to, I must, I have to make more money, I need more money, I need to pay my mortgage, I need to pay my rent. When you have that energy in your body, you actually feel tense. So, to expand your money set point, to break through, to crush your money set point, you have to make the next level of income safe. Now, you might say, oh, Joy, that sounds easy. Of course, it's safe. If I'm making 10,000 right now and I want to make 20,000 per month, of course, 20,000 should feel safer. Yeah, technically, yes, because right now you're using your conscious mind to listen to what I'm telling you. Consciously, when you're awake and you're alert, consciously, your mind thinks, that's your conscious mind thinks, well, 20,000 should be safer than 10,000. But look at your bank account. Do you have 20,000 per month in your bank account? No? Well, that's exactly what it means, that your subconscious mind is keeping you stuck. Your subconscious mind is coming up with excuses and saying 20,000 per month is not safe. And it comes up and says, oh, let's procrastinate. Oh, let's have imposter syndrome. Oh, let's feel overwhelmed. Those are examples of how your subconscious mind will pull on the brakes to say 20,000 per month is not safe. So, this is why people say to themselves, well, so then why am I stuck? Something is holding me back. And some people will say, oh, I consistently have low months and then I have mid months and then I have high months. My income is unpredictable. It's almost like feast and famine. Some months I have 2,000 per month and another month I have 10,000 per month. So this inconsistent income is a way for your subconscious mind to tell you that consistently earning higher incomes isn't safe. Now, the next logical question you might have for me is, how do I know what my set point is? Okay, now you need to think about this in terms of your capacity for wealth and abundance. Now, how you get to know this is you just listen to your body, you tune into your body, and you listen to what your body tells you based off of the certain level you are and a certain level you want to reach. What feedback is your nervous system sending back to you? So here's an example. Let's say your current income consistently is $10,000 per month. You've been earning $10,000 per month for the past 2 years. This is something you do month after month after month. Now, when I asked you the question, what does it feel like when you think of making $10,000 per month? What will be your response? Well, if you've been doing this for 2 years and you've been earning $10,000 month after month after month, your response will be, oh, it's like a walk in the park. Okay, so that's when you have that feeling of, oh, it's a walk in the park. What feeling do you feel in your body? You feel relaxed, you feel okay, you feel like you're out working in the park and it's just relaxing because you've done this over and over and over again. Now, when I ask you this, what does it feel like to earn $20,000 per month? What feedback does your body give you if you've been earning 10K per month? And now I'm asking you, what does it feel like to be earning 20K per month? What comes up for you? How does that feel in your body? Does it feel fun? Does it feel open? Does it feel free, relaxing? How does it feel? Or does it feel a bit tight in your chest? Do you feel a nudge in your stomach, like a knot coming up in your stomach? Do you feel your shoulders tensing up? Now, if there is any degree of tightness in your body when you think of 20,000, which is doubling your income, that's feedback from your body telling you that 20,000 is not safe. Yes, so your subconscious mind isn't on board. That's why you are not earning 20,000 per month. On the other hand, if thinking about 20,000 per month, you feel relaxed, you feel excited, you feel it's fun to you to earn 20,000, then very likely your subconscious mind is on board. Now, if you test yourself on 20,000 and you feel okay, and you're not making 20,000, the next question to ask yourself is, how am I going to make 20,000? Let's say your answer is, well, I have to sign five additional clients every single month. When you think about signing five additional clients every single month, how does that feel? When you think of the work involved to earn $20,000 per month, what does that generate in your body? Does it feel tight? Does it feel tense? Does it feel uncomfortable? Do you feel that constricting energy, your shoulders becoming tight? If it is, that's telling you that it's not safe to earn $20,000. So even if in the first example you felt comfortable with the dollar amount, and then you didn't feel comfortable with the actual work it would take you to earn $20,000, that's indication that your subconscious mind is not on board. Okay, so you might be okay with the cash amount in your bank account, but you're not okay with the process to get that money in your bank account. So, this is a very quick test for you to know what your money set point is. This is how you determine what your money set point is, because your nervous system constantly communicates with your brain. Yes, how you feel is ultimately what determines whether your subconscious mind feels safe or not. And this is exactly why many times just chanting affirmations doesn't work. You know, you can print off affirmations online and say, I love money, money loves me, I'm a money magnet, all of those affirmations. It doesn't really matter the words you speak. What your brain looks at is actually the feelings your body generates. That's what it records as what ultimately matters. So, this is a very good way to gauge what your money set point is. So, what happens from there is right now you know what's going on, then you can work on your capacity for more. So, if you're currently at 10,000 and you want to get to 20,000, now you know where the hiccup is, you can start to expand your capacity. You can start to dig into those limiting beliefs around whether it's the actual cash in your bank account or the process of signing five clients per month. Or maybe it's your ability to manage money. Or maybe you're thinking, oh, it's going to take a lot more hard work to get to 20,000. I'm going to get burnt out. Am I going to be able to manage extra? Am I going to be able to maintain month after month? Is it going to be consistent? So all of these things you're thinking in your mind is generating a feeling in your nervous system that reports back to your subconscious mind, which then influences it to determine whether it is safe or not. So, understanding your emotional triggers, understanding your past experiences, your past money traumas, anything that have stressed you in the past financially, all of these experiences are affecting your current ability to generate more money and more abundance. So when you address all of these things, when you look into your subconscious mind, when you rewrite all of this old programming, when you reprogram them and you release all of the beliefs, all of the limiting beliefs holding you back, then you up level your income. Yes, that's exactly how you can break through, smash through your money set points. This is amazing stuff. I love teaching this stuff because once you understand how it works, whenever you get to any plateau in your income, you can apply all of these meta skills to move to the next income level. I'm so excited. I love this stuff so much. I hope you've learned something new. I love to hear about your advice. What did you learn from what I've shared today? Do you have any questions? Send me a DM. I'll be more than happy to help. And remember, if you haven't left me a review yet, please leave me a review. And if you think of a friend who you know could use this podcast, you'll be doing me a huge favor by sharing this podcast with them. This is how my podcast will grow, and I would know that I'm making more impact in the world. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. I will see you back here on the next episode. Hey, very quickly before you go, if you are ready to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money, then I invite you to my one-on-one private coaching program. This is where you learn how to take control of your money and build wealth. To get started, book a free intro call with me. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.